do while we're singing a little bit. I think it's 277, if I'm not mistaken. Woo! Lord. Yep. Reading. Would you stand with us if you don't mind? I know some of you have been sitting here a while also. But, let's just let's praise the Lord for His redemption plan. I'm ready to sing.
Brother Jimmy just keeps getting better and sweeter. Amen. As the days go by, and I tell you what, as they're singing that song, I begin to think, amen, that I can't sing a lick down here, Brother Rob.
That's right, Teddy.
But one of these days, I'm going to be able to sing a song.
Amen.
Amen. It's a brand new song.
Yeah.
A song that the angels
sang.
Yeah. I'm going to sing that song of the redeemed in heaven.
Yes.
One day after a while. I'm looking forward to that. Amen. I tell you what, it's good to be in God's house tonight. And I tell you what, it's good to have you. I don't know what all the churches are represented here. But I tell you what, if you've been saved by God's grace, you're in your Father's house.
Yes,
why don't we just make ourselves at home? Amen. You know, when I used to go home, amen, after I got married, moved out, amen, I tell you what, the first place when I went back to Mom and Daddy's, I went to the refrigerator, amen, to get something to eat. And I hope that you're spiritually hungry tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you what, God's table is free. It always, always free.
Bless you, Lord.
And He tells us to come and dine. Amen. Amen. Let's just eat off God's table tonight. Yeah, and just appreciate Brother Rob being with us this week.
Yes.
Brother Bryce coming and helping us out with the piano tonight.
Bless you, Lord.
Let's just go to meeting tonight, I guarantee. There ain't no reason why we shouldn't or why we can't. Amen. Let's just go to meet tonight. Amen. Does anybody have an unspoken prayer request for uplift of hand tonight? Amen. Brother Jimmy Dunn, would you take us to the Lord in prayer tonight?
Our Heavenly Father, as we come over to you and seek your
Lord. Dear Lord, as I bow before you tonight, thank you, God, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for this day.
Why? Sing this one too, Brother Lewis. I'm going that way.
Hey. You just walk.
Sing Amazing Grace.
That's the Lord.
A few more 79.
I heard a
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Little
8-year-old boy. God had never spoke to me before.
Mm-hmm.
That night, Brother Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
But when you did speak, I didn't have to go run to the preacher and ask him to
No.
I didn't have to go to mom and daddy.
No, that's right.
Who it was. I knew who it was.
Yes, amen.
That was speaking to my heart.
Yes.
Amen. I would say so. Lord, don't scream, folks.
No, I don't.
That still small voice.
Yes.
I'm glad he's still speaking today.
Yes.
Amen. You know, there's power in that small, still voice.
Yes.
You know, there, I believe, but I will say this, I'm going to try to say it. But when the disciples was in that storm, and Jesus just spoke peace,
yes,
be still. I don't believe he screamed it.
No.
I believe he just spoke it in a small, still voice. There's power in that voice.
Yes, man. Amen.
Come on, Brother Rob. You praise the Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
I'm thankful for him tonight. I love that song, Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
I felt his amazing grace when I was a 11-year-old boy.
Bless your heart.
When I got saved, he didn't only give me a home in heaven, but he gave me something called prayer. Yeah. And you might ask me, Brother Mason, how does prayer work? Because I've experienced prayer.
Yeah.
I've prayed to him before, and he's answered it.
Yeah. Bless him.
I'm thankful for him tonight. He's answered every prayer. Okay.
Bless your heart.
I've done pray for him. He answers it.
Amen.
Several lights say it's been good to be here already tonight. I ain't ever claimed to be a whole lot, but I'm glad I'm saved tonight. There's two things I know in my life. I got born again. I run from a call to preach for a while. Still, I dread it a lot of times, but it ain't too bad when the Lord gets a hold of me. And we're going to have a good time. But we desire your prayers tonight. Been praying about it all ever since Brother Teddy asked us and all. I love good singing, but the Bible said he chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that would believe.
Amen.
Amen. And I love it, waters the gospel and all like that, and I literally enjoy it. Amen. But in every one of our testimonies, there's a preacher. Amen. That has preached and prayed and sought God's face to deliver a message that might bring the convicting power of God. And I'm glad tonight, amen, he still sends it today. He said, except the Father draw you. Amen. You ain't going to get it tonight. And I believe. Amen. I just want to share this. Teddy was talking about his testimony. Amen. Wasn't raised up in church or nothing. Didn't know much about it. Amen. Didn't know the difference between the Old Testament and New Testament. Amen. I just didn't know nothing about church. I thought them folk, amen, always thought they was better than me. Amen. Just because I was raised up in a simple way. Amen. But I'm glad today. Amen. I can stand before you and tell you there ain't no better way than the way that the Lord has made. Amen. That's the best thing. Amen. That's ever happened to me in my life. Amen. If you've been saved tonight, it's the best thing that ever happened to you. Amen. I tell you what, if it ain't the best thing, you need to get saved tonight. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. Amen. I love you tonight. If you're here not lost, amen, you ain't got to leave that way. Amen. I just got one verse of Scripture. Amen. It come on my heart. Amen. After we got here at the church. Amen. And all I know is just to obey the Lord. Amen. I tell you what. Amen. I know I ain't nothing tonight. And the Bible says when a man thinks himself to be something, amen, when he's nothing, amen, he deceives his own self. Thank God. Amen. There's a whole lot better men here. Amen. Quote the Scripture better. Preach better. That I want to do my part. Thank God tonight. I'm glad that God will give us just what we need tonight. Amen. I believe that. Amen. If you got your Bibles, amen, I ain't going to read all. They call them the Beatitudes. Amen. I ain't going to read all of them. I'm just going to read one. Amen. Hey, man. I feel good now. Hey, man. I love you tonight. Hey, man. Hey, praise the Lord. Hey, man. Hey, praise the Lord. Hey, praise the Lord tonight. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. I can't see it. I just have to quote it. Hey, man. I'll tell you tonight. Hey, man. Say, blessed. Hey, man. Hunger and thirst. Hey, man. After righteousness. They shall be filled tonight. Amen. That's what. Amen. The Lord's laid on my heart. Amen. Amen. I tell you what. Amen. You ain't gonna get nothing from the Lord until you get hungry. Amen. And thirsty tonight. Amen. I tell you right now. Amen. There's a lot of folks. Amen. I believe tonight. Amen. That's walking. Amen. In dry places. Amen. 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 I'll tell you tonight, Brother Jimmy. Amen. 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 In order for us, amen, to please the Lord. Amen. You got to walk by faith. Amen. Not by sight tonight. Amen. You got to believe God. Amen. With all your heart. Amen. And Lord showed me something. Amen. Last night. Amen. About this little old nobleman. Amen. Amen. And come over to the Lord. Amen. He looked at him. He said, you just looking for a sign. Amen. I wonder. Amen. 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 He said, you don't believe. Amen. Amen. He said, but sir. Amen. Talking to the Lord. He said, my son. Amen. Is fixing to die. Amen. Amen. I need you. Amen. And to go with me. Amen. Here tonight. Amen. Amen. I'm glad this evening. Amen. 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 He will. I read where he went with your ass. Amen. Back to his house. Amen. But this is not here. He said, you just go on. Amen. Your way. As our son liveth. Amen. And brother, tonight. Amen. Amen. You know what that daddy did? He believed everything that the Lord has spoken to. Amen. Amen. He headed back home. Amen. His servant met him. Amen. And you know what happened? Amen. He's hungry. Amen. He's thirsty. Amen. Amen. He knows he didn't have what that boy needed. But he heard Brother Teddy about a man that did. Amen. 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 It's about a day's journey away. Amen. How you know that, preacher? Amen. And because when that servant met him, he said, thy son liveth. Amen. The fever broke. Amen. And glory to God, Brother Tony. Amen. You know what happened? Amen. 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 You know what happened? Amen. He inquired of him. He said, about what time? Yesterday. Amen. Did my boy get better? Amen. Hallelujah tonight. He said yesterday about the seventh hour. Amen. You want to know what? Amen. I believe that when he asked that little servant, he already knew in his heart because that was the moment, amen, that he believed that the Lord, that was the moment he went, amen, back his way. Amen. And he knew that when he got there, that his son was going to live tonight. Amen. 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 Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
You look here today. Amen. And the Bible said, amen, that the reason that we have not, amen, is because we ask not. Amen. And when we do ask, amen, we ask amiss. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you what, this is what I see going on. Amen. Around the churches today. Amen. Folks that have something, a burden on their heart. Amen. And God is showing them. Amen. need to bring it to them. Amen. And they'll get up. Amen. And they'll step out. And they'll come down, Brother Lonnie. Amen. And they'll pray. Amen. They'll cry. Amen. And they'll go to pouring their heart out. Amen. But right before, amen, they give it all to Him. Amen. And we hear that voice that you're talking about. Amen. And we get that assurance. Amen. That confirmation down in our heart. Amen. That He has heard us. And we believe that He's able to take care of it. We'll get up and carry right back. Amen. 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 To our pew. Amen. And we wonder why. Amen. Things just don't get no better today.
Amen.
Amen. You listen here. Amen. Amen. That man, he meant business. Amen. He got over there. He's hungry to see the Lord. Amen. He wanted a taste. Amen. Of that water. Amen. 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 It takes one thing. You got to believe. The Bible says without faith, amen, it's impossible. Amen. To please God tonight. Amen. Amen. I tell you right now, Brother Tony. Amen. Amen. You listen to me. Amen. You'll not get nothing. Amen. From glory until you believe. Amen. With all your heart. Amen. Tonight. Amen. If you go down a doubt and you come up a doubt in your heart, amen, don't expect God's hand to move in your life. Amen. You must believe tonight. Amen. He said, you can't have that evil heart of unbelief in you. Amen. 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 I tell you tonight, amen, everywhere you read in the Scripture, thank God tonight, you'll find somebody, if something happened in their life, amen, they believe the Lord. Amen. 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 When Jairus went to him, he said, my daughter's at the point of death. Amen. I need you to go with me. He said, I'll go. Amen. He could have just spoken. Amen. But this time, he wanted to go with him. Amen. Amen. He got over there. And you know what happened? Elvis, you know what happened? Amen. Along the way, this woman had an issue of blood. Amen. It done spent everything she had. Amen. Amen. Done went to every doctor, every physician. Amen. Amen. But she came to the physician. Amen. Amen. And you know what? Amen. He was coming down the road there. The giant's falling up behind him. Amen. Amen. And this woman that comes through out and touches the hem of his garment. Because that was where her faith was. She believed in her heart. Amen. If she would just touch, amen, the hem. Amen. Remember that garment? She know that she'll be made whole. Amen. And Brother Tony, amen. Amen. I'm glad tonight. Amen. 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 I'm just going to tell y'all, I still believe tonight. Well, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I want to ease on down the road. But I just shorten her up. Amen. He said, who touched me? Amen. They looked at him tonight. Amen. And they looked at all of them. There's people touching him all over. It's all around him. Amen. Rubbing him. Amen. But you know what? Amen. I went to church. I went to revival after revival. Meeting after meeting. And you know what? God has showed me that the only one, amen, is going to get anything is the one that touches him by faith and belief in their heart, and they'll receive. Amen. Amen. He said, you ask anything in my name, I'll give it unto you. Thank God tonight.
Amen. you, preacher.
And praise the Lord. Amen. Hey. Amen. So here they was. Amen. Even I tear that long swell, I felt virtue come out of me. Amen. Amen. You remember when you got saved? Amen. Yeah. I don't know what happened to y'all. It's how it happened to me. Amen. I got under conviction. Amen. Amen. I went toward the back of the church. Amen. God dealing with my heart. I felt like my bones were fixing to come apart. Amen. I felt like my heart was about to bust. Amen. And you know what I did? In my heart, amen, I spoke to him. And I stepped down. And I believed right there. And when I stepped down, I felt something go out. Amen. And I felt something come in. I was just ignorant. I didn't know. But thank God, when he moved in, he let me know who he was. Amen. 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 I believe on it ever since. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let me get on. Amen. I got so much coming. Amen. I tell you right now. Amen. Amen. The Word of God. Amen. I didn't know nothing about it. Amen. It come made us a bolt up my heart. Amen. I fell in love with this man Jesus. Amen. Somebody give me a Bible. Amen. I got to read it. Amen. I got to hide it down in my heart. Amen. I fell in love. The more I learn about him, the more I read about him, the more he touched me, the more I believe. Thank God. I got hungry. I got thirsty. Amen. My righteousness was filthy rags. Woo! But his righteousness. Oh, Abraham believed God. Amen. He gave him a child in his old age. Amen. He made a nation out of the people. Amen. All because, amen, he believed God. He is the father of faith. Amen. And the Bible said it's a schoolmaster to us. Amen. We ought to read it and learn what it takes to have God's righteousness.
Amen. Right, brother.
You don't meet too many righteous people no more. Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you, why is that? Because they quit reading His Word. They quit talking to the Lord. Amen. They go to church when they feel like it. Amen. They lay out when they want to. Amen. 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 You can't get folks to fill positions at the church. Amen. Oh, that other person can teach Sunday school. That other can lead singing. You listen to me tonight. Amen. Amen. It's time that folks in the church got hungry and got thirsty once again.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It ain't for me to put it off on somebody else. Right. Amen. We need a little bit of here I am. Amen. Amen. See me. Amen. Amen. Ain't that right? Amen. You know what? Oh, Isaiah couldn't go nowhere and talk to the people. Amen. You know what I was begging God right there a while ago? I said, Lord, amen, they got better preachers here tonight. And let one of them come on. Amen. 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 The Lord showed me that scripture. He said, here I am. Amen. I thought he went away. And now his son come back.
Amen.
Just send me, God. If they don't nobody else want to do it, let me do it, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I go, amen, I'm just running everywhere, but that's all right. Amen. 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 I get back over there. Amen. Isaiah. I'm going to get back right there in a minute. Amen. The year the king you right there. He come into the temple. He say the Lord. The train filled it. He said it was high and lifted up. Amen. How long have you been hungry and thirsty? mercy. After getting in one of them good old Holy Ghost meetings. Amen. Brother Tony was talking about a few of them. Amen. Him being in together. Amen. They were like a fog settles in. Amen. Around the church. Amen. Like a blue haze. Amen. Amen. Everybody in the church. Amen. They moved from the back to the front. Amen. The folks as in the altar praying on their feet shouting. Amen. Three or four preachers preaching. Amen. I'm longing. Amen. God's not dead. He's still alive tonight.
Amen.
He said he ain't the God of the dead, but he's the God of the living tonight. Amen. Amen. He'll make you alive. Amen. I come in tired. The joints aching and sore. Amen. I feel pretty good right now. Amen. I'm not feeling afterwards. Amen. When I come down. Amen. But my God, tonight, Lonnie. Amen. I believe and I'm hungry and I'm thirsty for the Spirit of God.
Amen.
The Bible says to walk in the Spirit. That you don't fulfill the lust of this flesh.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Old Jairus over there, he's the ruler of the synagogue. Amen. This man done got humble. Amen. He know people in the right places. Amen. Amen. He didn't go to all them heathens over there at Sanhedrin court. Amen. Amen. He done heard about this man Jesus. Amen. He's healing the blind. Amen. Making them to see. Making the lame walk. Cleans of lepers and all like that. Amen. Amen. I might not have none of this to preach on. Amen. But that's all I'm going to enjoy tonight. Amen. You know what? I've been preaching a while, Lonnie. It don't matter how many times I preach it. Amen. I can't never get it all told. Amen. Amen. Old Jairus. Amen. He's seen that little old woman all dry. Amen. Amen. I believe he's seen a spark in her. Amen. You ever seen anybody that didn't touch the Lord that got a spark in them? Amen. Amen. Changed their countenance just a little bit. Amen. You've seen them come in with their head hanging in the church. Amen. Frowns on their face. Amen. About that time Jesus passed by. Amen. He touched them and they wanted him to. Amen. And thank God. Amen. Amen. Like that little old tied up woman. Amen. Said, who touched me? She just had to say, it's me.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. You may be the only one here tonight that gets a touch. Yeah. Everybody else in the house may go home not feeling nothing. Amen. Amen. That whole crowd was around him. Disciples around him. What do you mean who touched you? Look at all these people. It's only the ones that wants a touch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is the ones that receive it tonight.
Bless your heart.
Amen. Jairus went to it.
Yeah.
Amen. That nobleman went to it.
Yeah.
He told the nobleman, said, you just go back. Your son's going to live. He said, Jairus, I'll go with you. Amen. Amen. So, amen, after that little pit stop, that's the only one that's pinned down. It may have been more than that. Why do you mean by that, preacher? Amen. And the Bible said, amen. There ain't enough books. Amen. Amen. Ain't enough paper. Amen. In the world. Amen. To pin down everything that the Lord done. Amen. But I'll tell you what. There's enough in there that I know that He's God's Son.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
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 Bless
your heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He said, I go with you. They went on. Amen. Going on down the road. Amen. About that time, I don't know how far he went. Amen. One of his servants met him. Now, that's two different servants there. Amen. It met the Lord. One of them gave him some good news. Amen. The other one come. Amen. He told Jairus. He said, I don't trouble him no more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That daughter you got, she's gone. Amen. She's dead. Amen. They just didn't realize who this was.
Yeah, the liver's in the house.
Yeah. after he told him that bad news, he just looked and said, be not afraid.
That's right. Yeah.
Just believe.
That's all.
Fear is a powerful tool that the devil uses.
That's right.
The spirit of fear. Amen. The devil will use it against you. Amen. But these words of life that he spoke to him, he said, be not afraid.
Amen.
Amen. You just believe. Amen. You just seen what I've done. You've heard what I've been doing. Amen. You just believe me. Amen. I'll just tell you this. If he can save me, he can save you. If he can save Brother Tony, he can save you. He can save my wife, he can save you. Amen. I'm telling you tonight. Amen. Amen. He said, amen. Whosoever is to call upon the name of the Lord, amen, shall be saved. Amen. You listen tonight. The Bible said that Jesus Christ said, I come to seek and to save that which was lost. Thank God tonight. He's still in the saving business. He still has all power and glory. Lord of God, he can still hide a multitude of sin tonight.
Amen.
In just a minute, I'm going to tell you he can still raise the dead.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
He went in there to the house. Jairus is with him. Peter, James, and John. Amen. I believe they might have been a little closer to the Lord because they wrote about a whole lot more than others. Amen. Amen. They're always close to Him. Amen. Amen. You wonder why them at the church sometimes gets a little bit more excited than you. Amen. They want to sing one more song than you sing. Amen. They want to get down and talk to Jesus and pray more than you. Amen. And maybe because they just want to walk a little closer to Him than you do. Amen. Amen. And thank God today when he carried them three in, there's a bunch in there that was laughing in the scorn. And you know what the Lord did to that? Unbelief. Amen. The Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Amen. I tell you, Brother Tony. Amen. Thank God tonight, Brother Lonnie. I'm glad. Amen. He throwed them naysayers out. Amen. Them unbelievers out. He wanted folks that will go along with him to believe in him.
Amen.
Now I'm going to tell you, if you're going to call yourself a Christian, that ain't too much. But when your neighbor calls you a Christian, that means something.
Well, that's it, brother. Amen. That's right. That's a good preacher. Amen.
I don't know, but I'm having a good time.
That's good.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
God's good.
Yes, sir. Amen.
It ain't what you call yourself, but it's what them that's watching us say is what we are. I had one of the greatest compliments the other day. I went in to eat at Chick-fil-A. I hardly ever say much about me, but it's just made me feel good. And this little old girl we taught in Sunday school, back when she was little, she's grown now. I walked into Chick-fil-A, and Brother Tony, she said, told her boss, that you won't find no better man than this man. And I felt about that high.
That's right.
It made me feel about that. And I said, the only good in me is the Lord. The only thing good in me and you both is the Lord. If there's anything good in our life, it's because we gave our life to Him and He took it, and then we follow Him. We deny ourselves. We take up my cross. You take up your cross and follow Him.
Amen.
Amen. I didn't know I had all this when we come, but that's all right.
Oh, yes.
I like to believe, feeling like I've delivered my soul.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep that naysaying bunch out. And I can't say them other words he said. I can't talk that too much. But in short term, he said, damsel, arise. And he said, get her something to eat. She's hungry. And you know what she had to have after that? Get something to eat. She had to have a little something to drink. She is thirsty. Amen. And the power of God touched her. Amen. It'll cause me and you to be hungry and thirsty. And when He touches us, you'll want more tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I want more. If y'all don't want God to bless you, tell Him to give it to me.
Bless your heart.
Amen. I can understand when Elisha said, Elijah, Asher said, if you had one thing you could ask of me before I leave this place, amen, what would it be that you'd ask for? He said, I want a double portion of what you got. Amen. You know what? I ain't never said over them folks at the church, I don't want to be like that old dried up frowny person over there. Amen. Ain't happy about nothing. Complains about everything. Amen. Kind of like the children of Israel. When them quail was in between their teeth, they started murmuring and complaining. It don't matter what we get. Amen. We never satisfied. Amen. The Bible said that godliness with contentment is great gain. Amen. 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 Why are we satisfied? Want to be more like Him than that?
Amen.
Bless you,
Lord.
Amen. I might not get to preach the rest of the week. I'm going to have a good time.
Amen.
I bet that daddy was proud he went and got Jesus.
Yeah.
Listen to me, mamas and daddies. I still got one that's lost here tonight. 8-year-old boy. He's asking questions.
Lord, help.
I got to pray with my daughter. Got to baptize her down the creek. Amen. Amen. Along with about 11 more. Amen. Had them from 50-year-old down to youngins. Amen. The hand of God been good. Amen. We waved off down the creek. Looked like one of them old-timey baptizing. Amen. These folks stopped on the bridge to take pictures. I ain't never seen that many. Amen. On the creek bank. Amen. I wasn't worried about them on the bank unless it's lost. I'm worried about them. That's down in the water.
Yeah.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
You can be baptized you all you want to in the water. If you ain't never been saved, you ain't getting in.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
Lord help. I go ahead and tell you this. If you've been saved, ain't never been baptized, you still getting in.
Yeah. That's right.
Fellas, try to argue me that. So, have you ever read your Bible? I said, that thief on the cross, I never see where he ever got baptized. He said, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. I ain't saying it ain't a good thing, Lonnie. I believe it's a good thing.
Yeah.
And I believe y'all too. But I'm going to tell you this. If you don't want to go all the way with the Lord, don't expect Him. Amen. It'll bless you through this life. I ain't going to say it'll keep you out of heaven, but it'll keep you from a lot of blessings. That's the truth.
Amen.
I show you scripture after scripture. We stay here and preach it all night long. All these other preachers can get up and tell you about this man Jesus. We'll never get it preached.
That's right.
Since the dawn of time. Since the dawn of time. He was talking about that voice a while ago when it come to my heart. The Bible said that the voice of the Lord God came walking. In the cool of the day.
Amen.
Adam and Eve done wrong.
Yeah.
Old serpent beguiled Eve. Sin come upon me and death was pronounced upon us.
Right.
And it's still on our trail today.
Yeah.
Death is coming. Death is sure.
Amen.
But I'm glad when I meet death, it's going to be my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Because somebody took the sting out of it.
Yeah.
Dying used to trouble me, but it don't trouble me no more. I ain't no hurry to leave, but I'm ready when He calls.
Yeah.
I'm not guaranteed to make it to the end of this revival. I've seen preachers die in the church. Had one good pastor friend of mine died right in front of me. Preaching. Heard him say a number of times that he's my pastor. God, if you're going to take me, I just soon for you to take me while I was preaching the word.
Yeah.
God granted that man's request. Right before he left this walks of life, he said, there's a little old lady. After she said, he said, I see him. And went on.
God bless. Bless your heart, Rob.
During his message, he was preaching about folks standing up and testifying and saying they loved the Lord. And before they got back to their seat, they went on to be with Jesus. Being in the church ain't going to guarantee you ain't going to die right here.
That's right.
The main thing is you need to know this man, Jesus.
Amen.
Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? How bad did you want this man, Jesus, in your life?
Oh, wow.
Hey, bless your heart.
I can't get enough of him.
Bless your heart, my brother.
It overwhelms me when he touches me. But then when I get up to that place, I can't wait to get back there again.
Yeah.
Boy, when the hand of God comes upon me, amen, and all these other cares of life leave, and it's all just me and him.
Oh, yeah.
That's where it gets. Bless your heart.
I don't feel worthy of it a lot of time, but he blesses me anyway.
Bless your heart.
I don't ever feel like I read enough. I don't ever feel like I pray enough. I don't ever feel like I visit enough. Amen. It seems like I just can't do enough. Amen. But every little bit I try to do. Amen. Amen. God just pours His Spirit out on me more and more. And all this time I've withheld the blessings of God in my life. It's when I sat down and I quit being hungry and thirsty for His righteousness. I got cold. If you're in that state tonight, you may be cold. I'm going to come get a verse of a song. You may be cold tonight. You may be lost. Your faith may be weak. I don't know where you're at. You know, the only heart I know here tonight is mine. And I try to make sure I got everything out of my life where I ever stand in this place right here. The Bible says we're going to give an account for every idle word. Brother Lonnie, that's the idle words. When we're standing right here, we're standing between death and life.
Yes.
If my heart ain't clean, if I got something in my way hindering the gospel from coming out, amen, somebody's blood's going to be required in my hand.
Yeah.
And I don't want your blood on my hand this week.
Yeah.
I don't want to hinder the Spirit from moving this week. I want to have one of the best revivals Rock Baptist Church ever had.
Yeah.
Amen, but you know what? Amen. Amen. All I do is preach what God sends.
Right.
Amen. Wherever it falls, it falls. I don't know what I preach on this week. Amen. Some of it might get up close to you. Some of it might cut you a little bit. Amen. But if it's of the Lord, it'll do you good.
Right.
But you got to be hungry. You want to hear it? Do you want to eat it? Do you want to receive it? Do you want to apply it to your heart? Do you want to draw? He said, draw nigh to God. He'll draw nigh to you.
Amen.
You know who has to make the first move? If you want Him, He's going to come to you.
Yeah, He is.
That day I stepped out and I got saved. I wanted Him. He came.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
He baptized me with fire and the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Preacher, are you Pentecostal? You call me whatever you want to, but I ain't dead.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you can see all the filth and things He brought me out of this old nasty world, you know why I'm excited.
Amen.
Bless your heart, Ross.
I love you tonight. I love people.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I love the drunks, the dope addicts, the ones that's out there in the mess of this world. It's just by the grace of God, I ain't there wallering out there in the hog pen somewhere. And I'm going to tell you what, church, if we ever need to reach out to a lost and dying world, is now.
That's right. Amen.
You don't got to go two houses down, most of you, if you can find somebody that needs Jesus. Amen. If you just went down your roads you lived on, amen, you find all kind of folks that need Jesus. But till the church gets a burden, amen, till the church gets hungry, until the church gets thirsty, you'll not get nothing from the Lord.
Amen.
As you all rise to our feet, you feel like praying? I'd like to pray with you. Grace Bank, won't you step out? Somebody's got to be a little hungry and thirsty tonight.